Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us again. This is Stars Maya of StarsPsychics.com, and I'm here again with Stars Bluebird. Welcome, Stars Bluebird. It's so good to work with you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And this evening we will be doing the paranormal, and what we're going to concentrate on for this half hour is for clients that have, you know, are experiencing or feel that they may have, may be experiencing some paranormal activity in their home or anything supernatural. So we'll be discussing, you know, we'll be giving you some ideas and some tips. And remember, you can always visit us at starspsychics.com. That's StarsPsychics. Stars with a Z, and you can speak with myself, Stars Maya, or Stars Bluebird. We have tons of experts that are very skilled in the paranormal and more than willing to help you personally and take you through steps that you can do to protect yourself or to eliminate. So what I'd like to start out by is one thing that I have found in working with a paranormal group is there's quite a bit of, there's a lot of times when what something feels or people think is paranormal is actually explained. So we always want to look, whether we're working with you as a client individually or we're doing an investigation, the rule of thumb always is to rule out the explained first. So I'm going to give a couple of examples that I found. One, doors opening and closing. We've often gone and done an investigation, and I know there's some TV shows, reality shows out there, so a lot of our listeners probably are familiar with some of these things we'll discuss. But they say that, you know, the closet door opens or closed. Well, when we check the closet door, we, you know, especially in a house that is not one story, if you're walking downstairs, that closet door is not completely level and it opens up. So it makes sense that, you know, the person is not putting two and two together and their door is opening, but there's a rational explanation. The other thing that we find that is very common is people feel that they see figures or shadows. And what we do is we get an idea, we ask them to show us where you see the figures, and we found that even a vehicle driving, not even in front of the house, but it could even be blocks away, if the car turns into a driveway, the way the light plays, it can shine into a home, even with drapes, and it can create an illusion, a shadow, that does actually look like a figure. And the other thing with older homes is pipes that, you know, some of the copper piping is under the foundation, so that would not be an issue. But a lot of the piping, if you go, like, into basements and areas in different states where they have basements, the pipes are up above and they're not very tight. You know, over the years they've gotten loose, and so they touch together and bang, and they can make a clanging noise. So those are just a few of the things to rule out. You always want to make sure that everything possibly that could be an explanation for this can be ruled out. You know, there absolutely is paranormal activity. I'm the first person to admit that. But I also want people to know that so many times, you know, we call it debunking. We're able to go into a home and debunk, and the relief on the family or the people. It's just so immediate. So it's actually a good thing. I don't think very many people have been disappointed and said, oh, gosh, I was so hoping there was some negative energy here. Most of them are pretty happy. Now, what about you? What could you share with us, Stars Bluebird, as far as what people might want to look for before jumping to the conclusion that their house is haunted or they're dealing with paranormal activity?
Yes, you brought up some good points, but another one would be electrical. My husband is an electrician, and he runs into the craziest things sometimes, and it just involves a repair, an electrical repair. And I would also recommend, if it's, I've heard and seen things with electronics often, office equipment and TVs, and I would recommend unplugging them and waiting for a period of time to see if that stopped, because it could just be malfunction of some kind too.
You know, I totally blanked out on that one, and that is when I'm so glad. See, what would I do without you, Stars Bluebird? That is, you are so right. You're lucky that your husband is an electrician, because, yes, he probably has seen some crazy things. When there's too much, now, I'm not an electrician, so I probably don't know, you know, the terminology, but I do know that my team is very intent, and that you're so right. One of the first things they check out, you can actually, if I understand the electricity and what my team is doing, if they have like a hot plug or if their main box is overloaded or just sometimes the wiring isn't correct, they get a reading on one of their pieces of equipment. And when you stand in that area, you can actually feel almost a buzzing feeling. Even to the point where families have even almost had a hallucination. It almost can cause, so electric is huge, and you're so right. That would be the first thing. And also, you know, what you said was so true, too. That's one of the first things that our team does, because a lot of the more, you know, minor complaints, people say, well, the TV keeps turning on, and it's you know, a remote control that's bad or a plug that isn't working correctly. So that's such a great idea, and I'm so glad that you brought that up. So definitely if you're getting any sensation, electricity is strong energy. Energy is everywhere, but electricity is a very strong energy, especially if the electric is run anywhere near water pipes. Now, I only know that from my team. I'm not really well-versed. But, Stars Bluebird, has your husband ever mentioned anything about that, about if electricity is run close to water, that can even enhance even more issues that may be mistaken for the paranormal?
He hasn't mentioned that, but he has mentioned the outside power. Here we have a ComEd, Commonwealth Edison, is our electric here, and they have surges. They have power surges and problems with the power grid, and
Right. It
does affect the house, and sometimes he is really stumped, can't figure out what is going on, how to fix it, and then comes to find out it has to do with the feed coming in from outside the house is a total different issue. A lot can go on.
You're right. So to all the clients out there that are feeling that they may be experiencing some paranormal activity, what we're suggesting to you is that you have, number one, and I'm so appreciative of Stars Bluebird for bringing this up. Number one, have an electrician out. Have someone check all your electricity and be aware of power surges. If your area is prone to power surges, and you can call whoever your electric company is, you can call them and they can usually answer that for you if they have power surges. sometimes we notice them, you know, the TV goes off and comes back on or the clock gets reset, but sometimes we don't notice them with our electrical equipment, but we feel that energy, and it's unexplainable energy. So naturally, it would make someone who isn't aware, you know, feel like, oh, gosh, I just got this weird feeling. Also, even a power surge like that from the outside that runs to the inside, that's enough to move a glass. So the other thing would be, if you know, doors. Make sure, take a level. Make sure all the doors, if you're having doors or cabinets level, do some home tests yourself. Make sure that the cabinets are level, the tables are level, the doors are level, because we find that so many times on investigations that it's just a question of the house is settled and it hasn't settled levelly, or it hasn't settled, you know, in a level fashion, which is, you know, makes sense. And that's the cause for, you know, they'll say, well, the glass was here on this side of the counter this morning and then, or last night, and now this morning it slid down here. I mean, there is so many explanations. So you need to be really, really sure that you have looked at everything and also test by, you can do drive-bys outside and test to see if you still see that shadow or that feeling. But I will tell you, and I'm again, thank you, Stars Bluebird, for pointing that out, because that's a huge factor. That's probably one of the biggest factors is electricity. It really does cause, I've been there where they've said, look, you know, on their meter, the meter goes skyrockets because there's a high burst of electricity. And when I'm standing in that area, now as a psychic, I'm able to, it feels different to me than what the paranormal does, but physically, I do get a physical reaction. And if I was not in this profession, I would assume that it's paranormal. So, you know, definitely I would say check all that out. Now, let's move to what people, you know, we talked about how we, in our last series, our last half hour of the series, I should say, we talked about how we personally protect ourselves, especially when we're dealing with unknown entities or energies. Stars Bluebird, what would you suggest to clients if they've gone through their home and they've eliminated any possibilities? What suggestions would you make to them that they could do on their own to cleanse or protect their home or try to get rid of, you know, any energy that might be some type of paranormal energy?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, actually. So many people overlook the simple. They jump to conclusions or oh my goodness, I have to get a specialist in here. And the simplest thing that you can do is just acknowledge them. If you think it's spirit or angels or your grandmother, if you just acknowledge them and say, thank you for being here, I appreciate it. And then say something like, well, it depends on when it's happening, of course. If it's happening at night, please only wake me for an emergency. Thank you for being with me. Thank you, but please only wake me for an emergency. And a lot of times it will stop. They just want to be noticed and make sure you know they're with you.
That's very true, and that's a great point. And that's definitely a great starting point, is to acknowledge that, you know, yes, I noticed you, you've gotten my attention, but please don't interfere, or, you know, I might say, you know, you can ask them, you know, I don't, you know, some people don't mind sharing their space with some energy, but I don't want you to frighten me, and it frightens me when you do, you know, more bold moves, like put my keys in a funny place where I know that there's no rational explanation. Please don't do anything to frighten or upset me. I don't mind sharing my space with you, and I'm glad that you're here, and I feel that you're here to protect me, or like you said, you might be a grandmother, grandfather, uncle, friend. And one thing to point out is our protectors can be, even if you didn't meet your grandmother or your grandfather or your great-grandmother or your great-grandfather, just because you did not meet them physically in the physical world does not mean that that attachment is not still alive and that they're not there to help and protect you. So don't assume because you didn't meet them that they're not there to help you. So, yes, I agree. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't automatically assume, oh, my gosh, my house is haunted. We've got to pack our bags and move and sell our home. That's just foolish.
Yeah, I found that most of the time it's harmless activity anyway. I mean, you probably have quite a few things happen around your home, and I get quite a few things that happen around my home, probably because we're more in tune.
Right.
And we also speak to our angels and spirits more than maybe most. But so I often have to say, yes, thank you very much. I know you're here, but we're trying to sleep. And often it will stop for quite a while.
Right. That's a good idea. And people can, sage is easily gotten. Crystals, I recommend that you buy raw crystals. And you can always put those in your home. As Stars Bluebird mentioned, she has an angelic statue of St. Michael. And so things like that, anything, depending on your beliefs, of course, anything that fits in with your belief that is protective can be hung in the home. You can walk through your house and just as she said, just as Stars Bluebird said, you can say, you know, thank you for being here, but yes, don't wake us up and, you know, please, like, you know, I might say in a home where there's young children, please stay out of the children's rooms because they're becoming frightened. And I know that, you know, assume that it's good energy and we know that's not your intention, but that's what's happening. I do feel, though, that we do need to be a little realistic and that there is negative energy out there. And if you followed what Stars Bluebird and I have suggested, and you've listened to the whole series, and you still feel after all this that you are being invaded, I feel is a good word, or you feel threatened, or you feel uncomfortable, or your kids are not sleeping or waking you up or being disturbed, if none of this works and you still feel something is going on, I do recommend that you contact, look through the yellow pages. You can always contact one of us at Star Psychics, of course, and we can help you. But also it may come down to contacting a local paranormal investigative team. And they are very, very good. Most of them, I don't know any of them that charge people, and they will very quickly be able to, you know, eliminate and be able to probably set your mind at ease that it's either not a negative type of energy or it's actually got a scientific or good explanation. And that's going to make everyone a lot happier in their home. So definitely do that. And if you do happen to be one of the few, and it doesn't happen that often, it does occur, but it's definitely the exception, not the rule. If you are, you do happen to be dealing with negative energy, then I do feel that you are going to need some assistance. And again, depending on your faith, you have a variety of things. You can speak with an expert, and they can give you some great ideas and help you work with you. Sometimes it can take a few sessions. You can also call upon a pastor, preacher, priest, anyone of the religious, you know, what's the word, anyone, any type of religious figure. And they also are always glad, especially if you've moved into a new home or you've recently done remodeling, they're more than happy to come out and bless your home and cleanse it. And I recommend that people do that just kind of automatically, even if they're doing it themselves, just to do a short prayer or blessing. Again, whatever their belief system is, if they're moving into a new home or remodeling, sometimes, you know, can disturb things. And also, but I also wanted to touch really quickly, I think we've given our listeners some great ideas on how to deal with the paranormal and how to deal with what's probably not paranormal but may feel like it. But the other thing I wanted to touch on is the land that the home is occupied on. Water underground can cause, just like these tsunamis, you know, happen in the ocean, and look at the destruction that's caused. Look at Hurricane Sandy. What a lot of people don't realize is, especially in certain areas, there is so much water underground that's constantly running. And that, you know, water has very, very strong energy. And even that can cause us to feel, you know, to have a feeling of something's going on. And it's as simple as it's water running underground. So what about you, Stars Bluebeard, what's your take on the land itself that a house may be located on?
Yes. I mean, you just don't know. You just don't know. There's energy everywhere, and it can be affected, and you just don't know.
Right. Okay. So consider that your land, you know, could be a possibility. And, you know, a lot of areas that, you know, they don't make the news, earthquakes, the earth is constantly shifting. If you know anything about, you know, the earth and the way it sits on its axis and the planets and all that, the earth is constantly shifting. Generally, we don't feel that, but certain locations can have enough shifting of the earth that it can cause doors to open, cabinets, dishes to fall, so on and so forth. Now, if you're a client that's really been absolutely terrified, you've seen something and you're saying, look, I know this is not electrical. I know this is not land. I know this is not that. Then you definitely do need help. And so I encourage you, again, to either reach out to one of the great experts on Star Psychics or to seek professional help, because we rule the physical. My belief system tells me that we do rule the physical world. Like Stars Bluebeard pointed out to us that, you know, when she has the energy in her home starts to get active, you know, she just simply tells them, okay, we need to sleep. That's enough. We've had enough. You know, we know you're here. Thanks for sharing. But, you know, please don't wake us up unless it's an emergency. And if that's a good point, because that could be an angel guide that is protecting you, and if there were a fire in your home, you wouldn't want that energy to say, oh, okay, I've been banned, I can't wake them up. You'd want to be woke up in that kind of situation. So, you know, we don't want to jump, again, like Stars Bluebeard pointed out, we don't want to jump to conclusions and assume that everything paranormal is negative, because really it's not. It really is the exception, not the rule. But if you are really experiencing something that's terrifying or that feels very threatening, and you're to the point where your children won't sleep in their rooms anymore and so on and so forth, then it's time to seek help. And the last thing I will say is watch your children carefully. Children have a great imagination, especially 3 to 5 years of age, and their spiritual or their third eye is very open. They haven't yet learned that not everyone, you know, thinks it's okay to be spiritual. So they're very open to that. But if you overhear conversations, you know, we've all heard, you know, kids have the imaginary playmate. An imaginary playmate is a little bit different than your child interacting with spirit. And if you see your child interacting with spirit, that's something that you need to be on top of. And you need to ask some questions, and you need to be careful, because I will tell you that sometimes what starts out as a positive energy starts out attracting the children, and that's their portal, that's their window. They get in through the child, and here's this little child, and nothing, it doesn't seem harmless. And so just keep that in mind. If you find your children, you know, you overhear them having a conversation, be nosy. In the same way that if you thought your teenager was doing drugs, it would be appropriate to be nosy at that point to make sure that your child was safe. So I think for me, that's about it. I think for the most part, most of the time, it's either residual energy, which is kind of just bland energy and doesn't really interact with us, or it's angelic or our guides or good spiritual energy that actually is just wanting to cohabitate with us and really protect us. So what would be anything lastly that you would like to add before we end this series, Stars Bluebird?
I would just like to remind everyone that we all have our guardian angels, and try to remember every now and then, call upon them and ask them for some protection. And it definitely cannot hurt. That's what I would say.
And that's great. And that's a very good reminder. Thank you for adding that. Yes, don't be afraid to ask. I couldn't agree more. Definitely do not be afraid to ask for help and for protection. You will receive it. Just because you're not in the spiritual profession doesn't mean that you don't have angels or guides around you. You just haven't, decided to seek that out as a profession and delve further into that. So with that, I want to thank all of our listeners again. I hope that you've enjoyed our series on the paranormal. And again, Stars Bluebird, it was just such a pleasure. I just love your attitude and your information that you shared with us was great. It was a pleasure to work with you, and hopefully we can do some other topics in the future.
That would be great. Thank you. It was great working with you, too.
Thank you, and God bless all. Bye for now. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us again.
Okay, I was having a little trouble here stopping the topic. This is StarsCast, also known as Natalie. We've got a lot of people in the chat room. I invite them to call in and get their questions answered, especially if they are first-timers. Stars Maya is with us tonight. I do have some people that have called in before, and really, this is a promotion, and we don't just do this every week for the same people. The whole idea is for Stars Maya and myself to promote StarsPsychics.com so that all of you can go and sample. I mean, the readings there are 5 minutes for $10. If you go and create an account, you will get in to do the survey that we'll be sending out, and that will earn you 5 minutes, which is a $10 value. So for those who I've talked to already, I'm going to check in and see who's had readings before. I don't mind you listening, but many of you have come in, every week, and we want to be fair. So I have another caller, so if you'll just hold on, I'm going to turn this over to Stars Maya and let her just say a few little words. Stars Maya, can you just say a few words? I have some other callers.
Sure, I can. Good evening to everyone. This is Stars Maya. Did you want me to continue, StarsCast, Natalie?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I apologize to our listeners. We are so pleased with our listeners. We enjoy having you on the show. And I really enjoy my profession. It is my calling, and it is my path. I enjoy meeting new people and answering questions. But we also need for a lot of you to go ahead and come to the site. Natalie, the site is wonderful. You don't have to just choose me as your expert. We have tons of amazing experts that are qualified in just a variety of spiritual venues. So whatever you are drawn to, or whatever expert or psychic or medium or clairvoyant you're drawn to, don't hesitate to contact those persons. We have a lot of specials going, and the prices, if you compare us to some of the other sites, we have some of the best and top-rated internationally known psychic, spiritual counselors, whatever word you want to use, on our site. And, for us, it, even though it's a calling, it is a business. It allows me, in order to help people, which is what I love to do, I do this full time, but I also rely on this like anyone does. I'm not a fairy princess in a big white castle. So I, you know, if I worked a traditional job full time, 40 hours a week, I would have so little time to spend with clients and helping people. And I'm really true to my calling. I love my work. So we do ask that we love for new people to call in and don't be embarrassed. And even as far as I'm concerned, I can't speak for other experts or readers. You know, using your first name, people are not going to recognize who you are. And everything is, even though it's on the air, it's very private. So we, you know, we would love to get some new callers. We really invite you to call in. And then at that point, after you've gotten a little bit of a sample from one of us, please go ahead and sign up. As Natalie said, there's a lot of specials and coupons. The survey's going on. The prices are just fabulous for the quality that you get. I cannot stress that enough. The quality of readers and the quality of readings that you're going to get for right now. And as we know, the economy is changing, and there's no guarantee that 3 months or 6 weeks or 6 months from now, these prices will be the same. So take advantage. You know, call in for your first time, ask a question, get a feel, and then come on to starpsychics.com, and that's stars with a Z, and join the site and get a reading. You'll love it if you do, and I guarantee if you get an in-depth reading, you get so much more information, so much more guidance, and I can pretty much guarantee you that once you get a full reading off the site, you will be back, and that's regardless who you go to. We have different categories, different specialties, and each of us are very unique and very individual and very good at what we do. And everyone, I have to say, loves what they do. We do this for the love of it. But we're human beings as well. We're not angels. And so it is a job, is what I'm saying. So I welcome you all, and I look forward to speaking with new people and those that are just listening and have decided not to ask a question. I'm glad that you've tuned in to listen, and I hope you spread the word to friends and family to tune in and listen. Over to you,
okay,
Natalie.
Okay, Stars Maya, I've got three callers for you, and I'm going to give you the first one, and her name is Danielle, okay? And, boy, you really did a great job for me.
Thank you.
Danielle, you're on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Yes, I have a little bit of a setback in my life right now. Everything else is going good except my love life. I'm kind of going through a divorce right now, but I know I'm going to go through with that, but I also have met somebody, but I'm not too sure about because they are with somebody else too, and we have, like, this connection, and it's just confusing me, and I'm just, like, really don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, Danielle, and thank you for sharing that. I know sometimes it can be hard to share a lot of personal information. So what I get around you right now is you're very, I mean, it's kind of a contradiction, so just kind of bear with me for a minute. You're emotionally, you feel a little bit fragile to me. The divorce has triggered some feelings of fear and instability and being alone. This person that's come into your life, I do feel that there's a real connection there, but I also feel that part of what is leading you in that direction is there's just a little bit of a fear of being alone, and the problem is it's not a judgment about someone being with someone else or being married. It's just an obstacle when there's more people involved. It's kind of like the old saying, two's company, three's a crowd. So what I'm seeing for you, Danielle, is I do feel that this divorce is probably going to go through, and I feel that when it does, if you can maintain a little bit better and stronger boundaries and not get too quickly involved with someone too fast, my guides say that you're going to serve your highest path better. Now, that may be a little scary, and it may be a little rough for you at first, but that is what I'm getting, that if you can maintain some distance and not get too involved in all these triangles, because I do get a lot of the symbol of triangle, which just means that there's interrelationships, and anytime we're involved with someone who's involved with someone, we become involved in that relationship, and that creates chaos in our life. Does that make sense to you, Danielle?
Sorry, I guess. Not too sure about that, though. Usually I don't have those kinds of feelings for anybody, you know, and it's just ironic somebody comes into my life and they feel the same way. They just are in a situation where they can't really, you know, just go and leave, you know. If it was
right,
that easy,
right,
it would be.
Well, then the
mutual understanding.
I believe above all else, we should always follow our heart, above all input, insight, guidance from anyone. So what I would suggest to you is, I'm not suggesting that you end anything. I'm just suggesting that you take your time and have some good boundaries and see where this could lead. It's very possible, you know, love is a miraculous thing. And sometimes we do meet someone that is going to be a soulmate and a life partner during a chaotic time in our life. So I'm not saying that this is not possible. I'm just suggesting that you take things slow, if for no other reason than if this relationship were to last and turn into a life partner situation after everything is taken care of and squared away, your relationship will be healthier down the road. I'm not suggesting that you end anything or it's not going to work out. I'm just saying that you just need to keep some better boundaries and just take things slow and see where it goes. And I do definitely feel that there is a connection, yes. And I wish you the best with that, and be sure and visit us. And God bless you, Danielle.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle, for joining us, and please go to starspsychics.com if you'd like to get an in-depth reading, and also you can sign up for a free account, and you'll be eligible to do a free survey that will earn you 5 minutes with any of the readers, and that's a $10 value. So all you have to do is go to the site, fill out your account, and you're good to go, and you'll get a survey. And I wish you well, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Thomas, are you ready to ask Stars Maya your question?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Stars Maya, I have Thomas on the line for you.
Okay. Good evening.
Go ahead,
Thomas.
Ask her your question.
Hello. Hey, Liz, one question. What would be the best path to my happiness and success?
Okay, and are you asking in general or career, love?
Yeah, kind of in general, actually.
Okay, in general, what my guides are telling me is I'm getting that you've been a very obedient person, and that you've been ruled a little bit about expectations that perhaps might be expectations around a male. It could be family. It could be a partner, an ex-partner. And so your true path to happiness is to follow what's in your heart, even if that doesn't make sense, you know, even if that doesn't seem like it's a lucrative, I get a lot around job and changing. That's what comes up first to me. But I feel mainly that you're not being true to yourself, that you have this one side of you, Thomas, that wants to follow and pursue certain things and be a certain way. And I have this other part of you that feels that you have to follow in these already preset steps. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So what I want you to do is erase those footsteps that have been laid out for you, and I want you to journal what you want, no matter how far-fetched it may seem, no matter how difficult it may seem, if you believe in yourself and you write these down and you say, this is who I am really, and this is what I'm really going to do, I am shown that you are to be successful. And by successful, I mean money, financially, you will be able to support yourself and anyone else that you need to support. But most importantly, you're going to feel happy and you're not going to have this constant feeling of not being true to yourself. So it's really about being true to yourself and almost coming out. You know, I get a flower blossoming, so or a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. So that's what my guides are showing me, that you have years ahead of you that can be filled with some amazing, just beautiful, amazing things, and mostly smiling and happiness. And I don't feel like you smile very much these days.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and God bless you, Thomas. And if I can be of more assistance or any of our other experts, don't forget to visit us at starpsychics.com for an in-depth reading.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Thomas.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to connect you now with Shanna, I believe. Or is it Shanna? It's Shanna, right, Shanna?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Okay.
Hi,
okay.
Maya.
Okay, you've got Stars Maya on the air. Go ahead, ask her your question.
Hi, Maya.
Hello, Shanna. Welcome. And how can I help you this evening?
My question, there is a man that I'm dating, and I was wondering if you see that there will be a commitment between us, or we will drift apart.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you right, Shanna, you're dating someone, you're wanting commitment.
Yes.
You want to settle down. You want stability, and you want
yes.
to know. And would you mind giving me his first name? Are you comfortable with that or not? It's
sure.
Not, okay.
Sure. His name is Robert or Bob.
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Here's what I'm getting, Shanna. I feel that there's been some disappointment so far in this relationship. I feel that Robert is not quite up to speed where you want things to be. Is that correct?
I don't know about the speed. I just don't know his intentions are for commitment with me at all.
They say that again?
Right. I'm not sure about the speed. I'm just not sure if he has serious intentions.
Okay.
About
okay.
Me.
That's kind of what I mean. He seems to be connected, and he seems to like you and be attracted to you, but I'm not getting a strong feeling that his intentions are the same as yours. I do feel there's a connection, and I feel like he's the kind of person that he might need some time. And I keep getting a six around this. I'm not sure if that makes any sense to you. How long have you been dating Robert, Shanna?
Well, probably since January.
Okay, so about 6 months.
Yeah, I would say it will be in July, 6 months. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where the six comes in. So what my guides are saying is there is some potential here, and they're telling me don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but by the same token, they're letting me know that the relationship needs to be more important than the person. So I feel like you need to really get with yourself and decide how much time you're going to spend. I don't feel that Robert's intentions, his desires are not exactly matching yours. That's not to say that he won't make a commitment. It's just not as important to him as it is to you. So my guides are suggesting that you take a good hard look at your life and how much time you're willing to spend and what your boundaries are, and then almost kind of put a time frame on this.
you know, decide that, okay, I'm willing to give this and I'm willing to give Robert. I feel like he has some intimacy issues, and that would be emotional intimacy. And so he needs a little bit of extra time. And if he can overcome that, I feel like this could be a really good match for you. But he does have to overcome that, or it's just not going to go forward the way that you want. So kind of get an idea and feel for yourself a time frame that you're willing to give this, and be true to yourself. Don't compromise. Don't continue, or don't make excuses consistently with him. Well, this and this and this and this. Decide, this is, you know, I'm Shauna. This is what I want. I know myself. I know what I want. I know what I deserve. And I'm going to work with Robert for X amount of time. And then if things don't begin to move forward, then I know that I need to move forward. Does that make sense, Shauna?
I'll try to make it. Yeah, I'll try. Mm-hmm.
You
I just
need...
know what I want differently, and I will. Well, maybe I just should give up on this relationship. I'm at the point when maybe I should give up.
I'm saying, you know, when you get to that point, Shauna, then that's your guide, or if you believe in God, that's God. That's your notice. That's your red flag telling you that there's something else out there. We all deserve love. We deserve equality in love, and we deserve to be pursued in someone whose path and life attitude and what they want is the same as ours. So I always say we can't row the love boat by ourselves. So I want you to think about that. I feel like you've got some decisions to make. Wish you the best on that. God bless you, and thank you for your call.
Thank you so much, Maya. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Shauna, and you can always go to Stars. Whoops, we lost her, I guess. Okay, Stars Maya, looks like it's me and you for a few minutes until we get some other callers. We have about 10 minutes left in the show, and if there's anybody in the chat room that would like to call in to get their question answered on the air, all they need to do is call 347-838-9736, and Stars Maya will be happy to answer your question. So, Stars Maya, I just wanted to kind of tell you, we will have, looks like, Stars Medium Matthew back again. He's going to be able to have internet service and be able to make calls. And I have somebody that's going to be doing a taping on numerology. That'll be exciting. And, of course,
yes.
I know you have plans to do things with somebody else, and that's going to be good. I don't know exactly what you would like to talk about. We can just basically talk about Stars. You know, Stars is about a year and a half old. And Stars Maya, you've been with me almost all that time, right?
I have, and I would, if it's okay with you, Natalie, what I'd like to share with our listeners, too, is that it's so important. We love for people to call in, so I don't want people to get the wrong idea. We love that. But when you come in for a private session, we don't, the caller more so than the expert, you're under pressure. You know you're on the air. And it's hard to think on our feet, so to speak. So I want some of our listeners to know that oftentimes if you come to one of the experts at Star Psychics for a private reading, it's a little bit more relaxed atmosphere. The more relaxed the person is, and that would include the expert as well as the client, the more information we can pick up and we can share, and the faster we can go and the more insight we can give. So that's something to keep in mind, too. When we're doing calls and we're back-to-back taking calls, things are a little bit rushed. I know I have to be aware of the time. And so I just kind of wanted to bring that up that, you know, in a private session, first of all, we have privacy and we have more opportunities for a two-way conversation and things that, you know, When I'm taking a call on air, I oftentimes, I'm just slammed with information, but I would take up the whole half hour with one person. So that's something
exactly.
for our listeners.
Yeah, Exactly, that's a good point. It is more relaxed in our chat modules, is all I like to call it, and you know, it's one-on-one, and it's you know, they can get all the information that is coming through in whatever amount of time that they purchase for, and we have really great rates. We're not out of sight. I think I have probably, including myself, 134 experts now on the site. I get applications all the time, people coming from everywhere, and it's really nice. We have new things, like I mentioned, the survey is going to be new, and then our audio chat, which there isn't a site out there that has it, Stars Maya, and you and I have talked about it. That is in the works. Tony, my webmaster, will be over tomorrow, and I have my little list, and we're going to be brainstorming and fine-tuning the survey so that that can go out. Because a lot of people have created an account and they have decided, or they forgot about that they did it. So we're going to remind them that they get 5 free minutes with one of my awesome readers that I have. And you're one of them, of course, Stars Maya. And we have also Stars Joshua in the chat. And we have Stars Psychic Priestess Candy in there. She usually comes in the room. Joshua comes in the chat room. All of the readers have their own abilities, and what you really need to do is check out the profiles, see what and who you resonate with, you know, or the picture. I mean, there's all pictures. I mean, you can like somebody and say, oh, gosh, I really like the way he or she looks, and I do have gentlemen on the site from all over the world. People are there from all over the world, and more are coming in. And but Stars Maya, you've really you channel. You don't use any cards, correct?
Correct. I'll share with everyone that I'm in my mid-50s, so I'm not a youngster by any stretch of the imagination, and my life experiences have definitely helped me to be a better reader and a better expert. In the very beginning, when I had experiences at a young age, but when I started actually doing readings, I used plain cards, just a deck of plain playing cards. I no longer really use tools. My connection to spirit or my guides, I've worked very hard. I don't want to come across that I'm trying to have an ego, because I feel that God has blessed me with this gift. So I don't feel that it's me. I feel that it's a gift that I have that I'm able to share with others. And that what you said, I think, is very, very important. And that's what I would advise everyone to do. When you come to the site, take your time. There's no rush. Come at a time when you know that, you know, it's going to be quiet. You've got some time by yourself. You know, you don't want to do it 10 minutes before the kids are coming home from school. Take your time and browse through. Like you said, look at the pictures. That was an excellent point. Look at the pictures and read the profiles. A lot of clients are very interested in astrology, and there's some, you know, astrology and horoscopes are very different. Astrology is a very in-depth, I'm fascinated by it. I don't do that, but we have very many experts that do. We have mediums. We have people that use runes. I know Stars Bluebird, she uses runes. She sometimes uses cards and a pendulum. So we have experts really of all different belief systems with all different expertise in different areas. And most of us have quite a bit of experience. And most of us have a lot of experience, you know, at least in the last 4 or 5 years, if not more, online doing this via chat. And one question that I do get asked, and I'll go ahead since we have a few minutes, is I have a lot of people ask me, how do you connect with someone in a chat situation versus phone? It's the same thing. Energy actually is very strong when you're writing, which is why I recommend journaling and writing things down. So don't think that because you're doing a chat that the energy or the connection is going to be less than doing a phone, because that's not true. In fact, sometimes I feel chat can work even better because we don't have any noise distractions. So
that's true.
Yeah. Your site, the energy, you know, what I wanted to get at is being in this business for so many years, I think it makes sense that I have worked for various places, and not every place has the wonderful energy that Star Psychics and Natalie has. And the energy is really, I mean, I'm being honest.
By the way, I am Natalie also. Even though I'm Stars Cast, my name is Natalie. So thank you, Maya. That's so sweet of you to say. That's why I created it the way that it is. I wanted it to be homey, family atmosphere, softness and the blues. Of course, as you know, that's my colors. And I have it on my magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com, and which many of my readers are submitting stuff, and you'll be able to read in the July issue. You're one of them. You've contributed some stuff, and it's exciting. I mean, really, what I do is so diverse, but I'm happy to hear that you're so happy to be with me.
Yes, and let's not forget that you are also an expert and a reader, and I know you use cards, correct?
Correct. I use regular playing cards, and I've been using them since 1981. Some of the cards are that old, you know, and some I've replaced. And I just purchased my own deck that says Star Psychics on it that I will be offering in my shop. And we have to mention the shops, too. Most of the experts have a Star shop. I'm looking to expand that, and I have a connection that I made. I have to discuss it with him tomorrow about taking items from every Stars reader that has something in their shop, taking a few things and moving it over to something that will give us a lot more exposure. It's amazing how when I started back in, my first site, planetstars.com, I started in 1998, and I had starpsychics.com and starpsychic.com, but I didn't know what I was going to do with it, and lo and behold, look at, you know, the site is, what, over a year and a half now, and this is where it all ventured off to, and I found Tony. He did planetstars.com for me. He redid it, and then he did the magazine, and he's done an awful lot with our site, with Stars, and lots more to come. I have a lot of good ideas. I might be incorporating a membership kind of thing, especially when our audio is put into motion, so that people can get really good rates if they want to take out a membership. And I'm not going to make it, you know, Maya, I don't do anything like out of sight. I'm not going to ever do that to anyone. So that's coming down the pike, so to speak, and a lot of good things. I have a whole list of things for Tony that we're going to discuss tomorrow, and he's probably going to say, oh, my, that's what I get for not coming to see her in a few weeks. But that's what I do. I love to create. You know that out of anybody.
No, and
you've
done a fabulous job, and Tony is like the technical guru, so handles technical end, and then the experts do what they do best. But I will say, when you look at, for all the listeners, when you go to various sites, which, you know, I mean, we all Google if we're going to get our car repaired, or like I just had a computer issue, and of course I looked at several different things before I made my selection of who was going to fix my computer. I have to say, being in this business, and I've been doing the online chat since about 2004, so I'm not the new kid on the block by any stretch. And I have to tell you that the prices that Natalie is offering on StarPsychics.com for the level of professionalism, knowledge, experience, and such of the experts, you will not find anywhere. Some of these sites are so overpriced, and a lot of times we, as humans, we tend to think you get what you pay for. And sometimes that is true. But in this case, it's not. If you are out there and you're listening to us, I cannot stress enough that this is the time to take the opportunity to join, to fill out the survey, and to be a part of our site, because you are getting some of the top internationally known experts for really, I mean, crisis that any person, and that's what I love about you, Natalie, is, and I love about the experts, because they're also contributing to that as well. So you're anyone, any person can afford that. And spiritual guidance, insight is invaluable, especially, you know, in this world with all the universal changes that we're all going through and all the various challenges we're all facing. Spiritual guidance is, to me, it's like, you know, you've got to get a pedicure, you've got to get a massage. There's just things that we really need in life, and spiritual guidance is definitely one. So I highly recommend the site. I really feel it's an awesome site with amazing readers, and our leadership with Natalie couldn't be any better. And, you know, we can't, I'm sure Natalie can't guarantee that these crises can stay this way forever, but you are getting the best of the best, and at something that's so very affordable that I just can't imagine a listener not wanting to jump right now today, sign up, go through the survey, do the specials that you've got to offer, and get a full in-depth reading. Again, I'm going to say it again. I will guarantee you that if you get one, you will be back, because it will make a major difference in your life.
And also, too, before we end the show, you know, most of the readers or experts have reviews on their profile, and you're going to see some amazing comments, and they're posted, and it's the truth, and nobody doctors them. It comes from actual clients, and which is wonderful. It's wonderful to see. And I thank you, Stars Maya, for coming again tonight. We will do this again next week, Wednesday, from 7 to 8 p.m., I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I know we had a great group in the chat room there. I mean, I could see all of them there. There was quite a few. And you have a great evening, Stars Maya, and I will talk to you in a day or so.
Okay, you too, and God bless everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in. Good night.
And I ditto that. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.